Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You guys agree, though, that this time tomorrow, we're talking about the Broncos and Raiders having a brand new starting quarterback? So after the first round, basically.
No. Broncos, yes. Raiders, no.
Okay. So you think the Broncos are more likely to draft a quarterback than the Raiders? Mm-hmm. So you're leaning into you think
the veteran
they'll go with Gardner.
Coach will go with Gardner Minshew for a year, and they'll just try to ride it out.
I think both teams come away with a quarterback. I tend to think it's Penix and McCarthy, but let's just take the, you know, Bo Nix maybe even is the answer for the Broncos if we've mentioned Seattle as well. But I think both teams end up drafting a quarterback tonight. Not will they draft one in the entire weekend. Of course they will. But for tonight, as in first round picks, I think both end up with new starting quarterbacks, or they won't say they're their starter, but you're drafting them in the first round. They're going to start for you.
They should. Yeah. If they take them in the second, that's when they're like, hey, you know, we're going to let these guys compete. And they like Gardner Minshew start for like seven games. And then when they're like 3-4, here comes the rookie.
I mean, a Denver camp battle between Zach Wilson and Bo Nix would be hilarious.
I definitely think Denver's taking a quarterback because I can't get over the fact that Sean Payton took that job just to start to burn the first 2 years as a Denver Broncos head coach with a quarterback he hated before he even got there and hated more when he got there. And then he's just going to go. You're, for real, he's going to go Zach Wilson and Jarrett's. No way.
You said
just
Broncos
no
do,
way.
Raiders don't, Cody?
Yes.
I think the Raiders do and the Broncos don't.
God, I'd be stunned if the Broncos didn't take a quarterback.
Yeah, someone points out Sam Howell got traded to the Seattle. That's who's backing up. That's who's backing up Geno.
That ain't. That's like, I got to consider you at least. Maybe they're the second or third round. Maybe they are the Spencer Rattler
company. I think Denver is.
For Seattle, but.
I think Denver's taking Spencer Rattler in the third round. That's what. I think that's going to be what it is.
I mean, I just wouldn't even take a quarterback then.
Yeah, I just.
I just wouldn't even take a quarterback then. I just wait. Just go ahead and
I'll be honest.
Take the long play and go ahead and just hope you have a top five pick next year, too.
25 years from now, when Patrick Mahomes decides to retire at the age of 50, and the Chiefs have to find a new quarterback.
And Travis Kelce's catching passes at age 60.
I'm just going to be honest with you. I am not interested in a free agent quarterback, any of them. I can just tell you right now, in the land of 2050, I am not interested in any free agent quarterback that is available. I don't want any of them. And I don't want any quarterback drafted after the second. I'd like a first round quarterback, please. That's it. I can't believe some of these teams still sit on this when a team like the Chiefs screwed it up for so long. Because they did. They got it right now and everything's great and they got three Super Bowl titles. They made one bad pick in the 80s and spent 30 damn years not taking a quarterback in the first round. And the first time they did it, they got a generational starting quarterback once in a lifetime. And yeah, you could have screwed it up a whole bunch of times in between then and been the Cleveland Browns and had 17 names on your jersey. But taking Brody Croyle in the third or Spencer Rattler in the third this year, the possible success rate on it is so impossibly low, it's a waste of time. It's just a waste of time. You want to take them later because you want to do it the Brock Purdy way, where you take the guy third overall and you just take some other dude in the seventh a year later because you're like, screw it, can't hurt. Cool, we're good there.
So you would then take, so you're saying you'd rather have Bo Nix than Spencer Rattler?
Yes. Look, I don't want Bo Nix, I'll be honest.
Well, I'm just saying, if the Chiefs in 2050 have a guy who's 25 and they're going to take him, do
I'll
you
be
want
honest, I wouldn't take Bo Nix on the first, but yes, your point is valid. I would take Penix.
I just want to
if you
sure.
want to talk about the Penix I'm in, I think Bo Nix should be a second round guy. So then you're really kind of splitting hairs. I don't want Bo Nix either in that scenario. I want zero. I want a first round quarterback, the end. Ideally, somewhere in the top 15, if we're being honest.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.